This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, well, well. Do you know what's coming up in 12 days?
Easter?
Ding, ding, ding. I thought you were going to say 420. I'm proud of you for saying Easter,
it's
DZ. Good job.
It's
you did
the same
it.
Day.
You did it, DZ. Good job.
Y'all knew what I meant.
Well, I meant 420. No, I meant Easter.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So the question of the day has to do with Easter candy, because I can't believe it's upon us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I never celebrated Easter growing up, just for the record, people. I'm Jewish. We don't do Easter.
You're not always celebrated Easter.
In case you didn't know. And so Easter egg hunts, these things were all new to me. But you know what I did do when I was a kid?
What?
I sure did eat Cadbury eggs.
Mm.
You're not keeping me away from the Easter candy, baby.
Discriminate by religion.
No. I don't care if I don't celebrate. I celebrate.
Slide me one of them eggs, my boy.
So the question of the day is, what is the best Easter candy and why is it not Cadbury eggs if that's not what your answer is? Go.
God. Why is it not Cadbury eggs? Low key, the chocolate, I love it. Sometimes it's a little too much.
What do you mean, the chocolate? The chocolate, what do you mean?
You know,
like
you
in
get,
general? Or?
Yeah, because you get the Cadbury eggs, you get the chocolate bunnies,
uh-huh.
and all of these things. Some of
the
them
Reese's
are
eggs now.
Right? The Reese's eggs. Which they're all well and dandy.
Oh, I'm getting hungry.
Something you don't see a lot of
is
one specific candy that I found one year. My mother just brought it along magically. I think it came from like a food pantry. Y'all know we was broke back in the day.
Yeah, so what did they have?
They had these Starburst jelly beans.
They didn't invent those till I was older.
It was a game changer.
Genius.
Definitely older. The Starburst, not like the weird regular.
The Starburst.
Specifically.
The regular jelly beans are reminding my grandma. And that's no disrespect.
Nope.
May she rest in peace.
No, mwah, love
but
Nana.
No thanks, Grandma.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Them Starbursts just have this little special place in my heart. Because out of all the candy, I was like, when did they drop a new Easter candy?
Yeah, no kidding.
It hit my soul different, so it attached to me differently. That's why that is the exact reason I'm saying that's the best Easter candy.
Okay.
And that's why it's
Starburst,
not Cadbury eggs.
Well, what is your favorite Easter candy and why is it Cadbury eggs and not Peeps? By the way, but Peeps are disgusting. If somebody calls and says Peeps, I'm fighting you.
You know.
And somebody will.
I'll eat a Peep, but I won't.
That makes one of us.
I might not eat
disgusting.
The whole one anymore. I used to,
what
bruh.
What do you mean? Oh, you're only good enough for half the Peep?
Oh,
you
I'm,
might as well throw the whole thing in the trash, DZ.
I'm just going to chaw the head off.
Disgusting. I saw them at Walgreens yesterday. I went, oh, you poor things. Nobody's going to eat you.
Kids, what?
They're disgusting.
What?
Peeps are gross. I can't get to my texts again. You're going to have to read them. I don't know what's going on.
Don't you be disrespecting the kids with these Peeps.
414-533-1037. What is the best Easter egg candy?
You got a few people agreeing about the Cadbury
eggs. I just said
eggs.
Easter egg candy. That didn't make sense. Easter candy. You know what I meant.
No, we knew what you meant because you meant Cadbury eggs.
They're agreeing with me on the Cadbury eggs.
One or two.
Those are my people. Chef's kiss. Talk to you next.
Your body's awake. what your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, what is your favorite Easter candy and why is it Cadbury eggs?
Or why not?
Let's go to Carmen and Keel. We'll start with her this morning. She got through. Hi, Carmen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fantastic, as long as you don't say peeps.
Oh, wait, let her say her piece, God, no. Whether it's peeps
See,
or not.
She understood the assignment. She thinks they're as nasty as they are. She said, oh, God, no.
Well, Carmen and Keel, then, what's your answer?
Mm-hmm.
My favorite Easter candy is lemon Kit Kat.
Huh?
Lemon Kit Kats.
That is the random poll of anyone today. Lemon and what? Lemon Kit Kats are an Easter candy?
Those are a thing.
Yep. My mom introduced me to them about 2 years ago, and they're only out at Easter time.
Why have I never heard of
these? They're yellow. The wrapper's yellow. I'm looking at it now.
Allie, why have I never heard of these? I love lemon. I love Kit Kats. What is wrong with the world, and why haven't y'all told me? Karen and Q, what's wrong with you?
The only place I see them is Walmart, so you'd have to be at Walmart, it looks like, to find them. But
Got it.
Or Amazon. Yeah. That being said, lemon Kit Kats exist. Wow. Carmen, thank you for educating me on something new today. I had no idea. I learned something new today.
I'm interested. I'm interested. Carmen, you got me. Good pull.
What do they taste like?
Thank you.
Lemon and Kit Kat.
Honestly, they kind of taste like key lime pie.
Oh, then I'm definitely out.
No, yum. I'm in.
No, I hate key lime pie. Okay, never mind.
Walmart, here I come.
Thank you for calling, Carmen.
Yes, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Jinx. All right, Karen's in Tishigan. Let's go to her next. And then we have someone who has finally earned their own theme song. I can't believe it. It's a miracle.
We got a new OG in the mix?
A new, but let's start with Karen, who already earned her theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Hi, Karen.
Hi, guys.
Morning, morning.
Karen and I finally met, so now we're soul sisters. Hi, Karen.
Yeah.
All right, so, what is it?
My favorite, and it's all about the ratio, is the Reese's peanut butter eggs. Oh, my God.
The ratio is so important good. With peanut butter chocolate.
There's more peanut butter.
I knew it. I knew it. More peanut butter per capita.
That's why you guys like them.
Yep. Love those.
All right. Yep. Well, you know what? I'll receive those.
I do like a little peanut butter and chocolate mix.
Mm-hmm.
Erin doesn't.
Yeah.
She likes the sun butter eggs, but that's her weirdo self.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So we got Reese's eggs.
Yum.
We've got lemon Kit Kats.
Yeah.
We've got Cadbury eggs.
Never heard of lemon Kit Kats. I'll have to check that out.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? And it makes sense that they're not out as much. You know, if you're only a Target girl, you're never going to find them.
And I am only a Target girl.
I knew it. Or only an Aldi girl. Then what are you going to do? All right, Karen, have a good day.
We love you, Karen. Bye. Love you back.
Bye. Girl. All right, let's go to, he's earned his own theme song. Are you ready?
I think so.
Are you ready for this? Roger, everybody. Stand up, Milwaukee. What a great song for Roger. Hi, Roger.
Yo, good morning, good morning, good morning. Allie DZ, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Woo! Hey.
Congratulations, Roger, on earning your own theme song. It only took you only had to start and stop 3 times before you finally did it.
M-K-E with the R-O-G. Wait. Chill.
We're so happy
Three
for
months.
You.
3 months.
It took you 3 months?
3 months.
Man, since
the end of January. Because you got to remember, I got sick, too.
Oh, that's right. Now, that is dedication. See, it's not easy to get a theme song on the show.
He was down and out, but he was still calling.
Not, yeah, mm-hmm. Well, even though. All
right.
But, man, it was long. I mean, it was a long wait. Trust me.
Man, pick, bring him out.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to my daughter, Pepper.
I was going to say he's going to do a thank you speech like at the Grammys where he's
naturally.
Like, I want to thank my wife.
The
I want to thank God. I want to thank Allie and DZ, my daughter. All right, Roger, what's the best Easter candy go?
All three of them. DZ's pick, the Starburst.
Starburst the jelly beans.
Starburst jelly beans, great. The lemon Kit Kat, great.
What?
The peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter egg, great. I love all three.
Wait, excuse me. You forgot about the Cadbury egg. Rude.
I don't really eat Cadbury.
All right, Roger. We're taking back the theme song. Bye. Goodbye.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, what's the problem?
All right, y'all. You know, We've got two rambunctious boys at home. Three, almost four in July, and a one, almost two in November. Sammy and Danny. Dude, our youngest, Danny, he's on one.
Because he's the youngest. What do you expect?
And he's on one early. Now, we know that's kind of the rule of thumb, that the second one never gives a bleep.
No.
Right?
Because you're not as crazy with the second one. You're like, yeah, do whatever. The first one, you're like, oh, don't touch that.
I disagree, because we're like that with both, to be completely honest with you. And now
I'm not saying you let him do whatever you want.
No, I'm home with him now. So it's like, this is the first child that I've been home with long term. Because with Sammy, I wasn't home a lot. I was home even less than
so
I am
So you are
now.
Actually like that with Danny.
I'm quite neurotic with both. So to be real with you. So it's like that rule doesn't necessarily apply. I'll be on them both. He's still reckless. Reckless as ever. 18 months old, and this little boy is an escape artist. He could climb the gate to the kitchen, and he has been nonstop climbing his crib.
Your gates are done.
Our gates are done.
Just
right.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them, right? Uh-huh. It's a wash. That's over. We don't want him to get hurt.
He's moving too much.
But that crib. We're not ready for the toddler bed stage yet. He's climbing out and into Sammy, his brother's bed, because they share a room.
Aw, they sleep together?
No. Sammy gets triggered, and he's like, Papa! Mama! Danny's in me, comma! We're like, all right. Danny's out of his crib again.
So he climbs over in Sammy's bed. That's funny.
Bruh, but he's out and about. He's trying to unplug stuff. He's trying to throw toys around. He's just moving around the room.
He's acting like an almost two-year-old, right?
But Sammy never did this. Sammy didn't crawl up out of his crib or even attempt care or try until well after he was two. Well after he was two. So we felt way more comfortable getting into the toddler beds. This dude doesn't have his proper coordination yet. He's out here doing too much. We still use sleep sacks, man. Come on.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we don't use blankets.
He's comfy?
Yeah, he's comfy. He likes it. We don't use blankets. But all of these things are now
Sammy
being
doesn't
washed.
Even... Sammy has blankets
Sammy
now.
Sammy uses blankets.
Yeah, I was like, now. Yeah, at some point you transition.
Now, of course.
Because the reason people... Listen, if you're not a parent or you don't know why we use sleep sacks, it's to save... They're worried about babies suffocating or getting caught up in a blanket. So when they're born, you put them in a sleep sack, which means it's this thing that Velcros around them so that they can basically be coddled up and not choke and not get like suffocated by a blanket. The odds are low, but we're freaks nowadays and we've come up with everything. So there you go.
Well, and the sleep sacks nowadays and the sleep sacks as you get older are more just like little shawls, man. They're not even like protective like that. It's basically just a baby blanket with a zipper.
It's like
on
a Snuggie.
Exactly.
It goes around your feet.
Perfect. It's a baby Snuggie, right? Uh-huh. Now it doesn't have the Velcro. Now it's just a zipper that he gets out of anyway. But he's doing way too much climbing to the point where yesterday, between when we got home to try to get him to nap and when he actually went down for the night, he climbed out of his crib a total of 28 times.
Sheesh.
Too many. That's risking injury.
And so every time you go up and you just put him back in, do you say anything?
Say something, yell something, scream something.
Well, Sammy didn't get out of his crib either because there was nobody in there. Danny's not alone.
True. So he's got more inspiration to move around, move about, right? Yep. Are we just screwed? Do we just got a toddler bed? Because we're not ready to leave him just be to his own devices in that room. We don't trust the two of them in that room together.
Yeah.
We just don't.
But what are you going to do, though? If they're going to share a room, they're going to share a room. You're either going to put one in your room or you're going to be done.
Why do you think I'm here today?
You're like, what do we do? Would you ever move like one in the basement or anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
So they're staying in the same room. There's nowhere else for them to go. Am I correct?
They have to. They have to.
So they have to stay
in the same room.
I shared a room with my sister Jenny for many years when we were little, but I was like, this was like 5 and 7. Like, I don't remember any of the baby stuff.
Sure.
Because who does?
Right.
So I have no idea. And Owen and Hudson never shared a room because I'd rather die. Basically, if I was in a place where we only had two rooms, I would have kept one with me in the bedroom because I'm a single parent and I just to save my
your mind?
My mind.
fair.
Because, yeah. They don't know how to stay away from each other.
But dog, like, we're here and we don't have another option that isn't keeping them in the same room.
Kids share rooms all the time. This is fine.
And that when they get older, if they want to have that conversation, like, hey, we don't want to share. Okay, we will establish that and we will move, we will migrate, whatever. But for right now, they don't get no say. And we're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call and you can give DZ advice. Basically, Danny, the baby, is crawling out of the crib 20 times a night.
Nonstop.
And you know, even you get a toddler bed, what he's probably going to get out of that too, right?
Exactly.
So you might as well just get the toddler bed and call it a day.
He's not at the stage where he understands staying in bed. So... I just, we don't want to do the
and
top
he's too
of that.
Strong where he crawls out.
Bruh. Mm-hmm. That's an understatement. That kid is big flexing already. He's intimidating
me. He's too big.
Bruh, help.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so you're stressed out about your youngest, Danny, who is turned one in November. So really, he's what, 1.5?
Yeah, 18 months, whatever, if you're that kind of parent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 1.5.
What makes the difference between 1 and 2?
True.
Because one, they could not even be walking. By 2, they could be destroying your life.
And that's exactly where we're at. He's trying to destroy this house, man, and climbing out of his crib. And let me just say, we know that every child is different.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to apply the same exact things that we did with Sammy, with Danny.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But we're not ready for the toddler bed.
No.
He's not a toddler yet.
You're not ready.
No, you know what?
Go to Carrie in Waukesha. I know she's got 2 babies close to the same age as yours, DZ, and she's a teacher.
Perfect.
She was my kid's teacher. I know her. Hi. Hi. Good morning. Jinx.
Good morning.
Okay. What's your advice for DZ trying to get Danny to stay in his crib?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to need to be the toddler bed.
However,
They actually have really cool toddler beds. There's I think it's called a Montessori toddler bed, where it's on the floor. And then you can have like the bars on the side. There's a little door opening for part of it. And then the top looks like a fort. So if you make it fun and have something to cover it and make it look like his own little cozy space, that might be something to encourage him to stay.
And then Sammy's going to be like, oh, you got your own fort?
Right.
Okay.
Now
where's my fort?
Thank you. Thank you, Allie, for saying exactly what was about to happen next.
Have you ever thought about, are they too small for bunk beds, like putting Danny on the bottom?
They are. They are. Sammy falls out of his bed. So it's like he needs the toddler bed that's only like a half foot off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We've got issues on top of issues, and I'd love to get him a new bed, right? That'd be great. Let's get them a new bed each. But then we got to get them a new bed each.
Well, you could just get creative. Come on, Carrie. Help him out with the creative part. You just put, to make a fort, you could just make that yourself with a sheet.
We could just put the mattress on the ground and call it Montessori.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you could do that. Why not?
Take both of their beds and only leave both of the mattresses.
Would you put mattresses on the ground? Because I would do that.
It would turn it into a slumber party 24/7, and they'd never sleep because then they'd be back and forth between the beds.
They're not sleeping anyway.
At this rate,
what's the difference?
No, at this rate, fair.
Mm.
Okay, Carrie, I do receive it. I do receive it. Going with the new, get the little toddler Montessori bed with the.
Can you hear her baby in the background?
I know.
Aww.
Make me feel better.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good one.
You
Thank
too.
You, Carrie,
see, she's a mom. She's like, I gotta go. I got time for this.
All right, you heard him. I do gotta
go. Dolly's in Milwaukee. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Let's pull her up. Hi, Dolly.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, DZ, give me your computer. I can't take it anymore. All these, I just handed over for just this segment. I can't see the text, Dolly. It's making me crazy. I just want to read the text.
And my hands are on the board, so I don't even be looking over for the text
and
like that.
And our text won't let me in. Ah, oh, man, I feel free now.
Dolly, she can breathe again.
Now, Dolly, go while I read the text.
I'm going to have to agree with everyone else. You're going to have to get the toddler bed.
Come on, G. For real?
Somebody else texted in, I vote toddler bed for peace of mind for safety.
There's no lid for the cage? There's no top that I can put on?
No, I was just going to say that because now he's in the thrill of, oh, I could climb out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he can hurt himself or anything like that. So if you get the toddler bed, yes, more than likely he's still going to get out. But, you know, you could help him with the transition of, I'd rather do that than him to fall and hurt himself.
Fair. Not fair. That is true.
Yeah, well, Katrina texted in and said, DZ, mama, 2 wild boys here. Highly recommend this tent to go over the crib. It was a lifesaver. And then she sends a link.
See, there is a tent. There is a lid for the cage.
There's a lid.
Right, let me tell you what's happening. This little boy is now doing chin-ups in his crib, training. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't wait to go to his first fight when he's a boxer.
He's doing the prison workout. He's doing crunches and pull-ups, and now he's climbing over every fence.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever arm wrestled an 18-month-old?
No. But I would.
And lost?
He'd probably win. He'd probably win.
Come on, son. Nah, man, I hate to say it, but y'all.
Good morning.
Y'all just might be right.
Dolly's
right.
Saying good morning to
Dolly's
other people.
Dolly's
okay,
Dolly's
bye, Dolly.
I'm at work.
All right, Dolly, I appreciate you. 2 for 2 for the
love
toddler
you, bye.
Bed.
I love you.
Bye.
We've got her to say I love you. We're part of the two boys club on this show. Somebody said, DZ, drop the mattress all the way down to the floor in the crib. That stopped my 2-year-old from climbing out.
It's already there. Mm. It's already as low as it goes. It can't get no lower.
I remember when Owen switched over to a toddler bed, it was a nightmare because it was just the three of us, right? I was already single. Mm-hmm. I got divorced when I was pregnant, if you don't know this story. Not a topic for another day.
Fair.
So Hudson, me, and Owen moved to an apartment from our house. And Owen, I was like, I got to get him in a toddler bed. He was two. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I mean, by the end, he had every toy in the house in the bed with him. He had every stuffed animal. And he would still come get in my bed.
See?
He would still come get in my bed. But you know
full.
What? But the bed had every toy in America, let me tell you. Whatever he needed to get him in that. It took months. But you have to be consistent.
And we're still fighting Sammy mm-hmm. on like the toys and like, no hard plastics. You could get all the stuffies you want in here, man. But...
Oh, you're going to let that fight go.
He still be sneaking toys.
Yeah, I was going to say, let it all.
He wakes up with toys all the time.
Just let him have the whole Lego set for crying out loud.
Not with the 18-month-old that could swallow one since he's climbing up out of the crib. You see the conundrum?
Yeah.
Tough times. Tough measures. I need a baby cage.
You do need a baby cage. All right, let's go to Tanya in Kenosha, who not only is a regular, but DZ, she's the perfect person to come in at the end because she's a pediatric nurse practitioner.
Oh, so say less.
She's going to help you out. Hi, Tanya. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
wait,
fam.
Somebody said, what if you got a big double bed and just put them both in the bed together?
Ooh, get them a queen?
Why not?
Put it on the ground
What's
still?
The difference?
What is the difference?
I don't know. What's Tanya going to say? Tanya, what do you think?
So I completely agree. 18 months to 3 years is the usual transition to a toddler bed. Mm-hmm. You're stuck.
Dang.
However, you want to make sure that you're thinking about like those straps that hold furniture, like a set of dresser drawers, up against the wall.
Mm.
Because you don't want them to be able to climb those and pull those down.
Yeah, we do got to re-anchor.
Yes, mm-hmm. as long as your stuff is anchored and you don't have anything like a TV on top that could fall down on them, they're just going to climb and play, and you know what? That's okay. And you're just going to go in. And I love that you keep the soft toy rule. You're totally right. You're doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Aww.
But, yep, it's time to switch, man.
Oh, man. Well,
she's
I like
saying
half
you're
of
screwed.
That.
This is the hard part. This is when parenting is so hard.
Yeah.
Where you just want to go, I can't do it anymore.
We're not ready for this.
But you got to be. Julia from Milwaukee texted in and said, another vote to buy the crib canopy. What do you think of these crib canopies,
Let me
Tanya?
See. You got my computer.
Here you go.
Your kiddo is already climbing out. So if it's something that they could get stuck on, if they're able to unhook it,
don't even
really
bother.
You'd really have to look at it better. I think, honestly, the double bed. Or just the two singles or the toddler beds is the way to go.
I'm going with Tanya on this, and I'm not even a nurse practitioner like Tanya and Kenosha. I agree. Just get everything out of the room, put two mattresses on the floor, and call it a day, and let them stay up till 1 a.m. if they want, and screw it. And eventually, they'll get into a routine.
So are we going like full Montessori crack house?
It sounds like it.
Bare walls and a mattress on the floor?
They'll sleep all day. They'll be up all night. It'll be great. Your day will be great. You'll get a lot done.
I've slept in worse. They'll be all right.
Has anyone at work given you any awards, like on our little website thingy, DZ?
A couple. Yeah, a couple.
I just can't even find you to give you awards.
Oh, Lord.
DZ, nobody found. 103.7 Kiss FM. You don't even work here, dude.
The disrespect. You might have to try my government.
You don't. I did.
Oh, what?
Okay, so listen, this is the reason I asked and I bring all this up today on the show is because DZ and I have a work meeting. At what time is our meeting today? 11?
10:30.
Oh, 10:30. Thank God. Even better. As close to the end of the show as you can make it because, you know, we're those people where we don't want to be here at 1 in the afternoon. That's like 5 p.m. to us.
I can't be here at 1 in the afternoon.
And we can't.
I got a Bucks game,
same.
So I've got to go.
Same.
Yeah, Allie does too. We got to go.
I don't have tickets yet, but same.
Would you need tickets? What's up?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, we have this work meeting, so we love it when they do them at like 10:30.
Yeah, yeah.
So at this work meeting today, they're trying to do more team engagement. Let me just break it down for a minute. They're trying to do more team engagement. And this is the irony of Allie and DZ. As I told DZ off the air, I go, see, they're trying to get us to engage, and all I do is complain about it.
It's called our monthly recognition prize
it's
wheel
supposed
spin.
To raise morale, and all I do is bitch about it.
But it's
because
not like we ain't going
to. Sometimes it annoys me.
We're going to be there and we're going to participate, mm-hmm. bro. But we're going to do what we do and we're going to rib our way, man. We got to.
One of these days we're going to do an Am I the Jerk for being so negative about the team, about the team camaraderie. All I need is you, DZ. Am I fine?
Am I the jerk for hating the morale boost here? What in the world?
No, but seriously, we have this Milwaukee team website we can go write things mm-hmm. on, and our Milwaukee team just blows it up with like personal stuff. So I start yelling all the time in the studio, and I go, you know what? I don't care. I don't care that it's Jim's birthday in sales. Don't care today.
Right.
Guess what else I don't care? That somebody won basketball last night. Like they don't write work stuff on the team.
You met at Florida winning? You met at Florida?
They write about everything in between. Drives me crazy.
You're not wrong, though.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're not wrong.
So today we have a meeting where we're going to get awards for who we're going to like spin the prize wheel. What are we even doing? What are we doing?
So I think we need to explain a little bit of what these awards
Please.
Are. We have this website internally that we can give recognition awards to. So 5, you know, Kiss FM rewards I can give Allie, or 10 Kiss FM rewards, whatever.
Which is what I was trying to do to you right now.
And that stuff technically builds up as like quote unquote monetary value that we can use to, once we have enough points for a pair of headphones mm-hmm. or a backpack or a water cooler or something like that.
It's an internal reward system at our company.
So we're supposed to be doling these rewards out to each other mm-hmm. to kind of boost morale for random things. Like Allie could send me one and be like, DZ, because you pressed the buttons at the right time. Good job.
Here's 5 awards. Like, let's see. One of our coworkers. Okay. Reese, one of our coworkers.
There you go.
She awarded me 5 Odyssey rewards for making her laugh. She said, your story about your son dissing you in Culver's had me dying. So she was just listening and liked a story we told and gave me awards.
How come she didn't give me no awards?
Because you didn't have a funny story like me.
Oh,
just
okay.
saying.
Okay.
Okay. Sally gave me some awards for making 20 years here. So I can see who gave me awards. So I have all these awards. I've never awarded anyone, and I was going to give them all to you today before this meeting, so you have a higher chance of winning because it's like a lottery.
Oh.
But I can't find you on the company website, which is why I said you don't work here.
You better find me. You're going to be the jerk for telling me you're going to give me all your points and then not give me your points.
Okay, I put in DZ. I put in Daniel Z. I put in, what else
you
would
put
I put?
You put in my whole last
I put
name.
In all
Did
three
you put
of your names.
All three? Okay,
all three
say,
of
did
your
you
names.
Use all three of my names?
Mm-hmm.
Did you use Aaron's nickname for me?
What's her nickname? I don't want to know.
I ain't going to say it on air.
Never mind. I don't want to know. I'm trying to give you all my awards because basically we're trying to fix the party, you know, but I can't even figure out how to award you the awards.
We're not trying to fix the race.
We're
just trying to leverage selfishly.
I have no idea what I'm doing here. You know what? I'll give you my awards in thought because I can't figure it out.
I will take your awards in spirit. I appreciate you.
Thanks, DZ. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because we have got an Am I the Jerk today that was a voice message sent to us on the Odyssey app. You can always leave us a voice note or a voice message right on the Odyssey app. If you're listening live to 103.7 Kiss FM, right next to it, it says leave a voice note. Mm-hmm. We get all those.
I'm excited about this because it's an Am I the Jerk voice message.
Yes. And she just left it and then moved on with her day. And I thought, now this is what I'm talking about. Leave us your Am I the Jerk voice notes if you don't need to be anonymous.
For anything. Honestly, mm-hmm. for whatever you want to leave us for.
What would DZ do?
Little victories. What would DZ do? Am I the Jerks? Y'all could just talk that talk mm-hmm. however you want. Please do.
Absolutely. So are you ready for Am I the Jerk? It's the moral dilemma of the day. And then right after Am I the Jerk? Jonas Brothers tickets, baby.
Shout out, Kevin.
Lots happening this hour. So, all right, let's get into Am I the Jerk first.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, are you ready for the voice note now that she left us for Am I the Jerk? It's short and sweet, and that's the way I like it.
And that's the way I like it.
I don't know if she wanted to be anonymous because she didn't ask to be, so I'm just going to say it's from Rosie in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And here's what she said. Ready?
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out 2 consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
Jeez. Okay, so many questions here.
Wait, can we hear that one more time?
Absolutely.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family.
It's one of the things I don't miss about being in a relationship or envy about couples is if there's any resentment, it starts to become, turn into this, where now you look like you're nagging by asking for basic things like get home by midnight, okay?
Yeah, but why at the same time, a curfew on your husband?
Exactly. At the same time, he's an individual. He should be able to do whatever he wants, right?
Right.
So here it is one more time.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
See, we don't know if you have kids. We don't know if you have other responsibilities at home, right? Because that would change it. If he's going out two nights in a row with friends, that would irritate me if you got kids and whatnot. However,
but why? Why are you expecting him to be home by or before midnight, right?
Like, are you asleep anyway? Do you think he's up to no good?
Right. Is it just because that's how you'd like it and that's the way I like it?
Okay, so hear me out then, because this is the am I the jerk? Is she the jerk? So what is she the jerk for telling her husband she wants him home by midnight when he goes out? I don't even care about the going out with friends. That's a separate.
That's whatever.
That's another am I the jerk if you really want to get into it, for going out twice in a row with your friends instead of your family.
Sure.
That's a separate one.
Sure. But if it's events planned, if it's stuff going on, right? If it's like, hey, you know, we got dinner tonight. Do you guys want to golf tomorrow? You feel me? Like, then all of a sudden that is back-to-back plans. And if you don't got anything planned with your family ready to go and it's a weekend,
right?
It's not happening every weekend. I wouldn't feel like it doesn't sound like it is, at least,
right?
I'm trying to put myself in these shoes, right? And go, well, why, right? Is it for a justified reason? You know, is he doing this every weekend?
It's a lot of couples where one's partying and one's not, or one's like, why don't you bring me with you? They want to be with their friends, not their significant other. You've been married for 20 years,
right? But then I think we fall into a lot of these scenarios where we try to parent our partner. We don't need to 100%. Do that. We don't need to parent our partner.
All
curfews
the time.
Are for kids.
But see, she's going, where is he? Why isn't he home? Whatever, helping me, being at home. Who knows? You're married. Right. You should be at home, etc. I could come up with a list of things women would say in this moment, right?
Y'all have been married 20 plus years. Did he just start going out back-to-back nights with friends? Because then, maybe a little weird. Yeah. What's going on? Why do you feel like you need to go out?
I remember, and this is a perfect example, as we talk about being resentful of your partner and how you're not supposed to parent. Granted, I was younger, and I would do things differently now. When I was married, I remember my ex loved to go biking. He would go mountain biking all the time, which I supported. I even bought him a bike. I was like, yeah, go get your hobby. I'm so proud of you. I'll come support you.
Did you go with?
I went and watched his races and stuff. But every now and then, once we had a kid, he would disappear on Saturday morning and he would be gone like half the day mountain biking. So at like noon, I'd be like, get your ass home. And this would start a fight, right?
Naturally.
And this is the same fight she's having right now.
I hear it.
It felt like I was parenting him. And guess what? He said, oh, you don't let me do anything. And I'm like, oh, you've been gone since six. And this is the fight that ensues next. Oh, 6 hours wasn't enough for you to do whatever you want while I'm taking care of the kid. Now resentment's building up. Now we're entering a disconnect.
Yeah.
And now him and I are divorced. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
So I look at moments like those because I agree with you. But how do you get to that place in a partnership where you're genuinely happy for your partner who goes out all the time without you? You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's ensuring that your partner is also equally going to do things that they enjoy for themselves.
As well.
Right? Like, I my personal example, between my wife and I, we've had a rough year.
Yeah.
And my wife has sometimes expressed, like, man, you know, I don't feel like I get to do things for myself. I took that and went, bam, cool. Start suggesting more. Go get your nails done. Anytime she'll be like, I kind of want to go get my nails done. Go right now. I'll keep the boys. Oh, well,
you encourage her to go do stuff for herself.
There's this event going on. All right, cool. I don't got nothing going on Saturday. I'll keep the kids. You go on. Do what you do. We'll see you. Are you staying? What are you doing? Where are you going? Like, it's part of the partner's process to be half of that emotional support to go promote that. Because us as parents, we don't give ourselves the chance to go do things. And I will acknowledge that men recognize that before women do. And will try to go do things. Or we have friends that'll go do things. The maternal instinct kicks in and the babies is all
that's all we care
do.
About and that's our priority. And it's like, if we have to do that first and then maybe everything else next.
Don't let that become your identity. That is our personality, or excuse me, it could become your identity. Mm-hmm. Don't let it become your personality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still got to do things that make you feel like an individual or else it's going to drown you.
So you say giving your significant other a curfew is a jerk move.
A little bit, man. I mean, without the understanding of like, he's been doing it all the
details.
Without extra on a base level, as she wrote it.
To say get home by midnight.
To say get home by midnight, I feel weird that you're going out back to back days.
She feels neglected because he's been gone 2 days in a row with his friends and he's not even coming home before midnight, so she's going, huh.
If you guys don't have plans, right? When was the last time he saw friends or whatever?
Good question. Here it is one more time. This is what Rosie left us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Is she the jerk for putting a curfew on her husband? That's what we're going to call it. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, we got a voice message. I love doing Am I the Jerk all kinds of ways. Like DZ said, you can leave us a voice message. You can email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or sign to our DMs and maybe we'll find it.
It's safe.
Here's what Rosie from Milwaukee left us on our voice messages.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
She's looking for backup. That's why she pleads her case on the voice message.
Fair.
About adding in that he's with his friends two nights in a row. But is she the jerk for giving him a curfew? Janine's in West Allis. Let's start with her first. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for giving him a curfew or wanting him home by midnight?
Well, you know, the key word was wanting for me. And I say, you know, you can always want everything. So I don't think she's a jerk for wanting this.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know.
I hear it. It's the verbiage. She wants him. She's not expecting. She's not making him. She would just wish that he would. Yeah. Wow, that's a spin, Janine. Hey, I hear you, though, G. I hear you.
Yeah, he's not a jerk for wanting this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Right.
But, you know, you can express your wants. You can express your needs. However, it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
I just got, we just got a text from Rosie.
Janine.
She just texted in and said,
what?
Good morning. Thanks for playing my Am I the Jerk. 3 kids, and I want him to come home, but I don't request it. So that answers some of our questions.
Janine,
3 kids.
They got 3 kids, and she like Janine is saying, like, I want him. I wish he would, but I am not demanding or expecting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah.
That might change the game for some of y'all.
Let me hear it. Now I got to hear it one more time. See, Janine, let me hear this.
Am I the jerk for wanting my husband of 20 years to come home by or before midnight and not go out two consecutive nights in a row with his friends instead of family?
Okay, so they have 3 kids now, we know, and she's requesting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Janine says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Okay.
Yeah. Bet. Big bet, Janine. Keyword. It is a keyword. She said it's a key word. You got to pay attention to people's verbiage. And I agree. I do agree.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Janine. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Sarah in Kenosha. And then the final person we're going to end with is somebody who's been married 100 years.
Oh, me?
Yes, you too. Sarah in Kenosha has her own theme song. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to hear from you.
Is Rosie the jerk for wanting her husband home by midnight, requesting him home by midnight?
So I said jerk when I called in because what are you doing? Are you also going out with your friends? Are you guys trading off? Blah, blah. But now I figure she's got 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm leaning not the jerk, but we also need to know, are these small kids?
True.
I can tell you.
Or not.
They're medium.
They're medium.
Because I see the text.
Preteens, maybe?
From like, let's say 8 to 14.
Okay.
Put them in that range. So, but they haven't always, they've been, you know, they're entering the phase I'm in.
Yeah, they're not babies, but they're still young.
I'm keeping jerk then.
Okay.
I'm keeping jerk.
Okay.
I thought these might have been small kids. Because my best friend's husband is always gone, and they have 3 kids under 5. He's a jerk. She is not.
Yeah, but when you have three kids in that age, you're running kids around. You're doing sports. It's not like it stops when they get older. You just don't have to chase them everywhere.
You just don't have to worry about keeping them alive as heavily because now they're all doing their own endeavors.
So I am keeping Jerk. Are you trading off? Maybe he's going out these days. Then, you know, if you want to go out with your girls another day.
Sarah's kind of saying, are you building the resentment for yourself because you aren't doing things for yourself?
And here's the other. That's fair, but I'm saying, why does it matter what you have at home, putting a curfew on your... I thought, DZ, you said you're not supposed to parent your significant other.
Correct.
So why would it matter if you have kids at home? It shouldn't. It should be how you want to be treated, what your vibe is. I have friends who I know the guy goes out all the time, and she doesn't care. And I'm like, how does that never bug you? But it doesn't bug her, and it works for them. And he golfs, and she doesn't care. And he's out all the time, and she doesn't care. And I'm like, that would make me crazy. But you know what? That's not my marriage.
It's not right.
It's not my problem.
It's not your horse.
It doesn't bug them. They're happy like that. Right.
I think that in this case, they're both building resentments because they're not talking about it.
Heard.
Maybe they need therapy.
Maybe.
Don't we all?
Maybe
and the longer you are together, you start taking people for granted. Yeah. Let's be real.
Very, very true. Yeah.
So.
All right. Nah, she keeps it. Says, nah, jerk. You the jerk.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Sarah. Have a good day.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Split down the middle. Let's pull up Lisa in Sheboygan because she has been married a long time. They have a bunch of kids. Similar scenario, right?
They count.
They got a kid in college now. I mean, hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, morning.
Well, is she the jerk?
Well, so the added little note that or text that she sent you, I mean, it brings a little bit more insight to the situation, but I do feel like she's the jerk.
Ooh.
And if you want to pull the verbiage card, she also said to be home by midnight or before.
Fair.
So what, am I showing up at 11:30 and that's still okay? And at that point, what as a parent are you doing at 11:30 at night or 11 at night or even 10 at night? Those kids have been in bed for an hour or two or more at that point.
Yeah, true. That's
so
very true.
I don't think it really has anything to do with the parenting part of it because then she would have said be home by dinner.
Or you know what I mean? True.
But
then
as a wife and mom, we are, and you know, in speaking for my husband, like we're busy people. He's a coach. He works full time. I work full time. We have kids. We don't have time for ourselves ever, really. Like even the two of us together or individually. So if he's got a chance to go out, go ahead. Go with your boys.
Support.
You want me to go out more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And from the message, it doesn't seem like this is a consistent thing. It's not like he's doing this
every weekend. Right. I agree.
Yeah, well, every weekend, right? So it seems like it's a one-off.
Rosie said nothing good happens after midnight. That's what she texted in.
She's going off of that theory. She's okay. Okay. Got it.
I mean, how comfortable are you in your marriage? And if you have to think that.
If it makes her feel better, I've met people that cheat during the day all the time.
So noon isn't safe either?
No, it's not. I don't think this is really about cheating. Is more about just like we're married, get home. And this is what a lot of people do when your significant other is out all the time. Where are you?
One thing I've been thinking throughout this whole time is that if he does go out back to back days, that eliminates the ability for her to go out, right?
Mm.
Unless they're leaving the kids home with one of the eldest siblings, then now she can't go do something with her friends or go do something if he's out back to back nights.
She did not say that.
You're right.
She wasn't saying, like, please be home. Don't go out the second night because I want to go out.
Right.
That'd be a totally different scenario, but she didn't say that.
She did not. You're right. We're talking
and
about
Rosie,
verbiage.
I hear you. Yeah, Rosie, I hear you and I see you and I'm not judging you, but that was just my opinion.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. She said very comfortable in marriage. Nothing good happens after midnight.
Is Rosie the jerk?
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Wow. All right. So all you wives better let your husbands stay out as long as they want every night.
And husbands, let your wives do the same.
Night though, you know?
No, it's just two back to back.
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm single, because this would irritate me. This is why I'm single, though.
I can tell you're irritated
the
fact
being
that
in a relationship.
That Rosie got called the jerk.
Oh, yeah.
But what if the husband did that two nights in a row? What if he only did that in a 2 month span?
Or a 2 year span or something? Who knows?
You know, like, I'm not totally.
That's not bad if it doesn't happen often. I actually do agree with that.
Yeah.
I would agree with that totally.
All right. I think we worked this one out somehow, awesome way, bro. All as right. crazy well, as
thanks.
It was.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Okay, bye, you guys.
Love you
I
back.
Have
bye.
No idea. I'm sorry, you guys. I can't read the text, which is not DZ's fault, but I can't read them. Something's wrong. I got to fix them. So I have no idea which way it's going on the text. Like, I don't know if people are triggered. I don't know if people are cool with this. I don't know if they agree.
I got you on a couple.
Yeah, what do they
the,
say?
The one that just came in says, the fact that she keeps messaging with extra detail makes it seem like she's jealous, right? They're friends. Or Betty and Waukesha says, following up and throwing down, not the jerk. Stop it. Why do women always have to be the one sacrificing while men go out with their friends or be unavailable in some way? Why do we do that? Why in society have we established that, okay, now we're going to be equal in so many other aspects, but then we don't promote equality in some of the aspects that we build resentment in the most? Let's do that. Let's change that narrative. Go out more. We should be more equal in that sense.
You think she should go out more?
I do. Yes. Yeah. 1,000, 1 million percent.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's just interesting because it's like, would you see a lot of women go out two nights in a row with three kids? They'd be exhausted, right? And dude's like, I'm going with the dudes. And maybe that's stereotypical, but it's, I could totally feel that in my soul.
And it's almost like you're fighting that time frame where it's like, I know I'm gonna be tired, but I gotta see the homies for a little bit. It's gonna change my environment, make me feel different, blah 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 blah. Yeah. Do that too. Embrace the tiredness, because it's gonna happen.
Well, she ended up being
the jerk
today for asking her husband to get home by midnight.
I did not see that going that way though, Rosie. I will say
I gotta I didn't see it going that way either.
I thought the ladies was going to hold her down for
they
real.
They didn't.
For real.
I was the only one going, forget him, girl. All right. You guys ready to go see the Jonas Brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
You asking me? What?
Woo, we got Jonas Brothers tickets. So excited to give these out. And then after, give us 3 minutes and you're never going to believe what Hudson said to me in public.
Oh, he's getting aggressive? I got to come get my nephew?
Yes. Oops. I'm kicking him out of the house today.
Oh, this man.
He's getting kicked out.
He being a sucker.
It was unbelievable. All right, 414-533-1037. Hudson's later. First Jonas Brothers tickets. Caller, let's go with 23.
One sucker, then the next.
Then the next. Caller 23, you're going to go see them at Fiserv Forum on October 12th. 414-533-1037. Sarah's on the phone, DZ.
Okay.
Before I tell you how rudely I was insulted in public by my very own child, Sarah's on the phone in Mequon. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Hello.
What's going on in Mequon?
What's Mequon doing?
Are you at the country club today?
No, I'm not. No.
She said not outside of Mequon.
Are you with the regular folk in Thiensville?
I'm out in the country.
She said I live in West Mequon. West side.
Which is funny because it is very West.
Well, Sarah, you're gonna have to drive to the East Side to go see the Jonas Brothers at Fiserv because you're going.
All right.
Congratulations. They're going to be at Fiserv Forum in October, on October 12th. Have you ever seen the Jonas Brothers?
I have not.
Ooh, so now it's time to change that.
This is going to be a good show for you. Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
You're
thank
so
you
welcome.
So
someone's going to be in touch, Sarah. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All you're right, welcome. Bye. Have a great day.
Another chance to win those Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow. And
what? You
can still go to our website and try to win a trip to see SZA and Kendrick Lamar in LA at 1037kissfm.com.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, so kids, do they make it worse or do they make it better?
Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Come on. No, really. Do they make it worse or do they make it better?
What's it? What are we talking
life.
About? Oh, that's tough. Because in a lot of
they
senses,
make it worse, don't
in
they?
A lot, and Brad, in a lot of senses, right? But then I turn around and I think of the person that I feel like I'd be without my children,
without
my family.
Isn't it funny? Once you have kids, you can't imagine life pre-kids
without them.
I'm like, yesterday even I said, "What did I do all day before I had kids? Like, where did I go? What did I do? What did I do with all this time?
For real? No.
What did I do all day? I literally ask myself that all the time.
And by no means is it like I miss it scenario, but it really is like the what was life before children? For
I can't
real?
Picture.
For real?
So weird, isn't it?
Right?
I can't imagine. Yeah, it's just very strange.
I love our children. You know?
Yeah, I do too.
But
not so much. Okay, and let me tell you why. I think we should switch kids. I think we should switch, even though yours are harder because I have to chase them. They're physically harder and mine are emotionally harder.
Yours are more expensive. They eat way more.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
They're huge.
But why do you think we should switch them?
Because Hudson insulted me in public once again, and this is why I say the kids make it worse or better because...
Oh. Oh, we'll trade. No, let's trade out. Let's trade out. What's up? I'll bring him home for a day. What's up?
You know, voting was what, last Tuesday? Day is it? Last Tuesday. I had to think about what day it was and what the date is. Mm-hmm. So it was a week ago. It's today. What is today?
Today's Tuesday.
It was a week ago. Yeah.
About a week ago.
Ever since COVID, I have no idea what day it is. Swear to God.
Or year. Same.
Honest to God. So I took him to vote with me and I said, Hudson, you're in fifth grade. You're doing a lot in social studies. They're learning about like the Civil War. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you want to come with me? Come with me to vote.
Yeah.
It's good for you to see what it looks like.
100%. Exercise your civil right.
One day when you're an adult, it won't be as intimidating when you go vote.
Very true.
So he came to the polls with me and we were walking in and I have this lip gloss that I love from Allume. They gave it to me at Allume and now I'm addicted to it. Not important. It's just this Revision lip gloss. Because everyone's going to go, what lip gloss is it? It's Revision. It's just a lip gloss.
Whatever.
So I'm putting it on my lips as we're walking into the polls and we get in and we stand in line. There's not that many people in line. And Hudson turns to me and he goes, ugh, your lips.
Wait, whoa.
I go, excuse me? And he goes, I don't know, that your lips, it's not very, it's just not giving. And
he
I
says go, it's not doing it
says
for
it's
me.
It's not giving.
Well,
says,
yeah, and we know what that means.
And I said, excuse me? And he's like, yeah,
it didn't look good.
It's not looking good. And I go, I love this lip gloss and I'm going to continue to wear it. So forget you. And the woman behind us is like giggling because she can hear. She can hear my 11-year-old going, ugh, mom.
Not giving.
That lip gloss is awful on you. And I was just like, he's like, it's so shiny. And I go, it's lip gloss. It's supposed to be shiny.
These kids don't know nothing about no lip gloss.
So he stands there in public, and just the second I put on lip gloss, goes, ugh, it's not very giving. She might want to take that off. And I'm like, kids.
My man.
So this is my own, like you said, like you can't imagine pre-kids. I can't imagine them not being there. But boy, Hudson has no shame in telling me how bad I look.
I've been checked a few times by our oldest,
It's so
Sammy.
Embarrassing. They'll humble you even when you look. And sometimes I'm like, I look good. What are you talking about?
Quite quick. Remember about the time Sammy asked me about my tiger stripes on my stomach?
I'm traumatized for you.
Yeah, my man asked me about my stretch marks on my tum-tum, and he was like, dang, papa. He said, he asked me in Spanish, he's like, did you get attacked by a tiger? And he went, roar, on my stretchies, boy.
You know kids do that to women with bellies as well.
Talk about making it worse. Oh, I know, I get it.
They're like, what's this, mom? Grab your fat. And I'm like, get away from me.
After his mom's surgery, my wife's surgery.
Your wife, yeah.
Right? She's got a scar from it.
Yeah.
And he'll look at the scar and to this day goes, oh, my ma has a boo-boo.
Aww. Oh.
And now she's like, okay, I'm fine. Stop addressing
it. Get off of my stomach already.
Well, because for months, she was quite sensitive, couldn't really like move too much. And we were really like, no, mama, don't touch her. Don't touch her. Don't touch her. So now he's in like the look at her stomach. Don't touch her, man.
Look at the defect on her, everybody. Check out my mom's stomach.
And for the longest time, we'd be at the store and he'd be like, my mom has a boo-boo. Look. And tried to lift her shirt up. And we're like, no.
Sammy.
Stop.
No. Do kids make it worse or better?
Well,
I think we all know the answer. The answer to this. WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. What did your kids say or do to you that made it worse or better?
Better or worse?
414-533-1037. I swear, Hudson, that is not giving.
That's not giving,
it's
Mom.
It's not good on you, Mom. Take it off.
Have you ever been told that your outfit clashes?
No.
Sammy looked at me one day and said, not those shoes, Papa. I went and changed my shoes because of that 3-year-old.
Oh, my God. They give you a complex.
He gave me a complex.
When I look good, I can't. But when the rare occasions they tell you you look good, it's unbelievable. I came home from Kathleen's baby shower on Saturday, Mike and Hartford's wife. I had on a dress, a sundress, and a jean jacket. And it was the first of the season. And Hudson goes, you look so cute. And I go, as opposed to what? Every other day?
Oh, so that's giving, but the lip gloss ain't?
But then I get mad when he compliments me. I'm like, as opposed to what every other outfit I wore? What?
Bruh, we need to hear everybody's kids make it better or worse stories, bro.
Oh, the phones are blowing up. Okay, we're going to take your calls and texts next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I was just talking about how I took Hudson to vote with me last week. And he's 11, he's in fifth grade, and he's not afraid to tell me exactly what he thinks. And I know I should not be surprised because he is my kid. People always look at me and they go, you're shocked that your kid is like that. I'm like, I forget that I don't have a filter.
Oh, your kid got no filter and tells you what they're thinking?
Shocking.
I wonder where they get it from.
Where'd he get it from?
Huh.
So he basically looked at me when I put my lip gloss on and was like, that is not giving. He's like, I would take that off.
Did you take it off?
No. know.
Good.
I was insulted, though. And I was like, kids make everything worse.
Because I've definitely taken my clothes off if my son said I didn't look good. My 3-year-old told me my fit wasn't right, and I went and changed.
Oh, they get in my head, but I don't let them know that.
True. I didn't let him know it, but he got in my head.
Let's go to Tiffany in Milwaukee and see what she wants to share this morning. Hi, Tiffany.
Morning.
So my kid said my lip gloss wasn't giving. I should take it off. I wasn't looking good. Rude. Ugh. Rude.
So rude. Kids are so honest. My husband, he has the biggest family. Lots of like nieces, nephews. Mm-hmm. Holiday, I'm like getting the kids ready, getting my husband ready. So I kind of came last, running late. We get there. All the kids give me their rounds, hugs, and the cutest, littlest niece of his looks up after she gives me a hug and goes, next time, put on makeup.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Oh, this is like what Hudson did to me. He basically said, your makeup is bad, and you said you need makeup. Unbelievable.
But waited until the end.
Unbelievable.
Listen to the gall on this kid to go, hey, next time, get ready.
Jerks.
You know what? But it was so, like, genuine, and she was so cute and just soft with it and just was, like, you know, literally really just trying to look out for me. I feel like.
Yeah.
From now on, I definitely take a little bit extra time, make sure I give myself
low-key, these kids be noticing,
because they're
bro.
Not thinking of conscience. They're not thinking of your feelings. They're not thinking any of that. Yeah, they're just thinking, no. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, and that's it.
Yep.
But also, then, when they give you a compliment, right, like, it can really feel genuine and like do good. Because I remember my
that
daughter
part.
Also said,
yes.
Mom, you look like you're losing weight because you used to be this big, but now you're this big. And her hands went smaller. And I was like, so excited.
You're about
like,
to start crying.
So what you're saying is I'm skinny.
Yes, girl. And that's giving.
That's a 4-year-old notice.
I will say, Tiffany, you have a great point by saying their compliments do have more weight, because it is true. Yeah. When Hudson said I look good, I went, he means it. Because
he
never tells me I look good. So I was like, oh, I must really look good. And see, I did the opposite where I'm wearing that outfit for 5 days now.
Now it's giving. Yeah.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
lip gloss wasn't. The fit is. Not.
All right. Thanks, Tiffany. Have a good day.
Love you guys.
Bye. We love you back.
Somebody texted in.
Next time, put on makeup.
Said my 5-year-old asked what I wanted for my birthday. I said some peace and quiet. And she straight up told me that's not going to happen.
At least they're honest with you.
You can always text in 414-533-1037. Let's go to Stacy in Milwaukee. Everybody in Milwaukee's mad about their kids.
I know. I was going to say, Milwaukee, what's wrong?
Everything. And I stand with you, Milwaukee.
It can't all be the lead laterals.
Hi. Yes, we can. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wepa.
You know, I'm reading these texts and I'm starting to feel bad for you guys. I thought my kid was the worst. Apparently, all of our kids are. So, what happened to you?
They're savage.
Big facts. Join
what
the club.
What happened?
I was with my daughter in the hallway and we were playing with makeup, and she really cutely looked at me and said, hey, Mama, do you know how I know you're older than me? And I said, well, how's that, baby girl? All those lines on your forehead.
Oh, Lord.
Unbelievable.
And I said, yeah, well, you gave them to me.
Yep, I would have been like, yes, one for every year I've had you.
That part. Hudson loves to tease me about Botox because obviously I have commercials about it.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, oh, you know, the suspect, the run challenge. Suspects thinks they're blind. And you have to rip on them.
Yeah.
Hudson did that to me. He goes, suspect thinks she looks young for her age, but it's really because she gets Botox. I'm like, Hudson!
That's a kids make it worse story.
Hudson!
Yeah, why didn't you lead with that?
Sure. Forget you.
Our kids are bold.
They're
Listen,
bold.
Hey, I'll beat up y'all kids if y'all beat up my kids. How about that?
Fair. Only I won't beat them up. I'll take them for ice cream because they're cute.
I'll ask my husband in Congo, why do all middle-aged women have their hair cut like moms?
Hey, yo.
Okay, you leave the Karens alone.
Oh, Stacy. Yeah.
Never mind.
I'm not even middle-aged.
Is this
What's wrong with you?
Is this child still okay?
Oh, Stacy, my kids call me old all the time if it makes you feel better. They're like, how were the 1900s? I'm like, I swear.
Boy, I will send you there. What you trying to do? I'll put you in a time machine. Ooh.
Anyway. All right. Thanks for calling, Stacy. Have a good day.
You're still breathing. Okay, good. Bye.
Jen in Vegas texted in. She listens on the Odyssey app. She said, last year I got Botox for the first time at age 41. A week or so later, my son and I were at the grocery store. I bought a bottle of wine and I got carded. The clerk did a double take and commented on how I didn't look that old, to which my son replied, well, yeah, she just got Botox. Same thing as... I would kill my
kid. Why your kids be jerks. Outing you over the stuff that you don't want to be outed on?
They're such, because they're jerks,
to
dude.
The worst people, too.
I'm telling you, they make it worse.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody said, my three-year-old daughter told a lady they're stinky and then yelled yuck at her. I was so embarrassed. I just had to walk away. Okay, I'm not saying they don't insult other people. We're talking about how they insult us.
I'm not saying that the lady didn't stink, but sometimes you got to teach the child not to say that. But there's a threshold where you can't teach that, and they're just going
to
say it.
Chris in Greenfield texted in and said, my daughter and son do not fail to point out my wifey's tiger stripes. Oh, like Rawr. You, DZ. That's why I'm glad most of mine are on my back.
Let's talk to Odalis.
My stretch marks are, I thank God. All right, let's go to Odalis. Yeah. Hi in Milwaukee. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so everyone's talking about all the stories because I said Hudson said I looked awful in my lip gloss. He didn't have any shame in his game telling me. What's your story?
Yeah, kids don't have no filter at all.
None.
I have four kids, and my second oldest, she's 5 right now, but when this happened, she was 3. She's the sassiest one. I was getting ready in the morning with her, and I do her hair, you know, for school, mm-hmm. and I turn her around so I can do her edges, and this girl says, Mom, why your arms do that? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Are they jiggling?
She's talking about my underarms.
Oh, that
like,
jerk.
Flapping. I'm like, dude, I had just began to feel good about my body. I'm like, Maya, it's because of you.
It's because of you,
my brother.
You and all these kids.
You and your brother.
She's like, leave my arm flaps alone.
That's where I hold my wisdom.
Rude. I have a confession to make.
What's that?
There I was yesterday in the car, Miss I Hate Country Music, mm-hmm. listening to Kiss FM by myself, minding my own business.
Chilling.
And I had that damn song up so loud, and I was singing at the top of my lungs.
You were vibing with this?
Huh. And I immediately checked myself, turned it down, and went, who are you? Stop it. Stop it.
Cue Tupac playlist.
Now. And put Dre after while you're at it.
Not for real. You was vibing, though.
I couldn't believe it. I was so embarrassed.
It's a toe tapper.
Because you know I try to hate country music and all this. And then Morgan Wallen made me so mad when he used the N-word however long ago. I'm still mad at him. I still can't forgive him for it.
It's been like 2 years now.
I'm still angry. The things you won't forgive people for.
He didn't get canceled.
He didn't. And the world has forgiven him and whatever. He's done all this stuff. But I tell you what. There I was singing it, and I go, I can't believe I'm singing this. I like this song. Fine. I admit it.
Okay. Good.
Fine.
No,
but I also am single, so of course I like that song. That's a single person song, let's be real.
You're
or
not wrong.
Or
no,
somebody
wrong.
In an unhappy relationship, and that's not my problem, okay?
Ugh, yikes.
Yeah, awkward. So anyway, that's all. I'm confessing.
Okay. Good confession. Appreciate you being honest with us.
I'm trying to be honest.
Next time you're out here saying you don't like country, I'm going to start singing that to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't like country, though, really. Trust me.
I think I like country more than you do.
You'd probably do.
Shout out Hootie and the Blowfish.
You probably do. 103.7 Kiss FM. Did I say that? It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, you and I were out on Friday night.
Yeah, Project
this
Bubbaloo.
This is so funny. And we were out emceeing Hops for Hearts, mm-hmm. which is a fundraiser, a beer and wine tasting fundraiser. So all these local breweries show up and they give you samples of their beer and seltzers and or wine. And then there's food mixed in as well.
Right.
And so we were hosting this for my friend Callie. She lost her 6-month-old to congenital heart disease in 2018. And Theo, he did not make it. So yeah. she puts all this grief, all of her grief into this Project Bubbaloo fundraiser. So there you and I are emceeing away. We're just talking to people, hanging out. And all of a sudden, this woman comes up to me on Friday night, DZ, and goes, Allie, it's Carol. And I look at her and she goes, Carol, Bob and Carol. And I go, Bob Ooh. And Carol? And I immediately know. It's Bob. It's my neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
my
yeah, yeah.
neighbors.
That you didn't know were going to be there.
They're so out of place for me that I see them at this beer fundraiser and I go, Carol, huh? What are you doing here?
You drink beer, Carol?
Like, what do you guys drink? You're fun? I'm like, oh my gosh, hi. And so on my street, I love my street because we have Powder and his wife who mm-hmm. they're my age and they have little kids.
Like across the way or yep. whatever.
It's a very diverse street and I love that about my street. So you got people my age who are married with kids. Then you've got the old lady next to me who was never married, never had kids.
Oh.
Then you've got Bob and Carol on the end who have kids now in college.
Older kids. Oh, so they're older themselves.
The couple across from them is 30 with babies like you.
Right.
And then the people on the side of me, they're from Nepal. They're really interesting. They talk to me all the time. time. They don't have any kids, but they always have like a party going on, and I love them.
Are they the ones with the pool?
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Of course they are.
It's the party house.
Yep, and then an old couple on the end. So it's very diverse. You got the single mom. You got the couple. You know, you got every kind of, think about it, it's there.
Y'all covered a gambit.
We even had a gay couple at one point. It was a very diverse street.
Why'd they move?
I was mad. My gabers moved.
The gabers?
Anyway,
no.
We're sitting there at the gabers.
I've never heard
I was
that.
So sad when they moved, but they did. Anyway, the point is this. I basically stood there and talked to my neighbors for like a long time, and we found out things I didn't know about them. I've lived on that street for 10 years. They hate the same neighbor I hate.
Oh,
we didn't
snap.
Know we had that in common.
Disagreements.
We were bonding. And I went, how have I lived by you for 10 years? I just don't even know you guys. And now here we are.
Do they not live like immediately like
There's
next to you?
Only one house in between us.
Yeah, but that's enough distance to where I'm not going to howdy neighbor you when
I guess.
I'm outside.
They walk every day, him and his wife. Bob and Carol walk every day.
Oh, so
and
you so see them.
I wave, but it's like, the hi, how are you?
Hey, neighbor.
They walk every day.
Yeah.
They're that family.
Didn't you share that they had like done something, you inspired them to do something, and you talked to them so little that you didn't even know that they did
it? They came
it?
Up to me one day, and Bob's like, Allie, I lost a ton of weight. I was inspired by you. And they ended up doing exactly, going to the same place I did, losing weight. I had no, my neighbor never even told me that he went and lost all this weight. Didn't even tell me. I'm like, how are you going to not tell me?
I guess it do be like that, man, because unless you're sitting there stopping and talking and running through the gambit of conversation, you're never going to have that interaction.
Yeah.
It's like our neighbors to the left, right? Nick and Diane, right?
That's such a name. Nick and Diane.
They're retirees. They're chilling. Mm-hmm. Their kids are out of the house. Well, 9 out of 10 of their kids are out of the house. They don't have 10 kids, but only one still lives there, right? Older. I think he just lives at home still. Convenience, whatever. Doesn't matter. But we say hi. You know, Samuel go over, talk to them. But it's not like we know much about their lives.
I don't
like,
know anything about half my neighbors.
I don't know what they do for fun.
Nothing.
Right? And mind you, G, that makes me think of the fact that we've been waiting for new neighbors to move in.
Mm-hmm.
We finally think we're getting new neighbors, but we don't really actually know because all they've brought over in the last 4 days now is like a mattress and nobody's living there yet.
What? Do you think they're renting it out?
No, because the house is a rental. So they're renting it from the owner.
From the owner.
We've met the owner a number of times now.
Who is this person? They have no furniture or what?
And it's a family too. It's a husband, a wife, and a kid. No, two kids. They're a little bit older than ours. We haven't seen the wife or the kids.
Weird.
We barely saw the husband one day because they freaked me out because they pulled up real close to me as I was getting home one day.
Yeah.
And I got really preventative really quick. So I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Clack, clack. What's
Where'd
going
you come
on?
From?
Where'd you go? And their windows, like, mad tinted.
Yeah.
They were reversing to pull into the spot behind me on street parking to unload the mattress.
Mm.
That's when I got out of my car. He was coming out of the house, and I was like, oh, are you guys moving in?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, hey, yeah, man, my name's John. And I was like, okay, for sure. What's up, John? I think his name's John. He's like, yeah, my wife, Mimi, or something like that. Like, we're like, yeah, we're moving in. We got our two kids.
That was it.
We noticed you guys had play equipment in the back and assumed you guys had two kids too, and I looked at him in his face and I was like, yeah, it'd be kind of weird if we didn't, wouldn't it? You know
we just
me.
Have a
No, we don't got kids.
He
we
didn't
just
know
had
how
play
funny
equipment.
You are. He didn't know yet. He was gonna learn though real quick.
Because he did look at me with his eyes like, is that that's a joke, right? And then I started laughing. He laughed. It was fun.
How do you live by someone that long though? Like, I've lived by them 10 years. I don't even know them. Like, how do you live by, do you know your neighbors or not? Is
no.
the question. Because
no.
I'm telling you, outside of Powder, Kira and Randy. My friends, I know them very well. Like, I have a key to their house. Other than that, I know everybody, but I don't have a key to their house.
We're not there with any of our neighbors.
That's what I'm saying. Would you give any of them a key to your house? Probably not.
No, no.
Kira and Randy are probably the only... Oh, I would give my key to other neighbors now, but... They're one of the only ones that I could just walk into their house. I haven't even been in some of my neighbors' houses, and I've lived there 10 years. I don't even know what the inside of their house looks like.
Granted, that's weird,
when you think about it.
We're only on year two in our home, right? Like, since we bought. But it's not like we knew our last neighbors. It's not like we had ever been inside of their house.
Yeah.
Right? And it really isn't like we're not neighborly, right?
And sometimes I run. I see somebody, and I close the garage. That's how unfriendly I can be.
I'm a hey neighbor, but I'm also like, I'm not trying to get stuck talking to you for the next 20 minutes kind of guy.
Amen.
Right?
Because there's those people.
But I do love my neighbors. Mm-hmm. You know, when it snows, we be going out there shoveling together, quick talking.
Help each other.
But it's not like I'm over there asking for a cup of sugar, right? right?
Amen.
Our neighbors, on the other hand, are the type to do that, though.
They come over all the time.
They'll bring us little cookies that she makes.
How do you feel about that?
I actually love it. That's because nice. They're using rhubarb from our garden.
Hell yeah.
To make some rhubarb pie or cookies, muffin. Like, listen, we cool with it. We're not the type to reciprocate that, though. And I think that might be wrong.
Nah.
Really?
It makes them happy. I had a friend once who loved to give, and she's always like, just because I get you a gift doesn't mean I need one back. I do it because it makes me happy.
Mm.
It's not about you. You don't have to do anything back. Just let me do it because I enjoy it. It's a love language. Okay, do you guys know your neighbors? That's what I want to know. 414-533-1037, because they're DZ and I are at this fundraiser on Friday. And next thing you know, now I feel like I'm best friends with Bob and Carol, who I've lived by for 10 years and know nothing about other than the quick wave. And you are now learning your neighbors. You don't know anything about them.
Not to mention,
how do we know nothing?
Allie, I know more about your neighbors than I do about my
own.
I bonded more with Bob at this event.
You did bond more with Bob than anyone. You did talk to my neighbor. This is also how we have these crazy cases where people, got people in basements. You don't know what's going on. Now I want to go in everyone's house.
Now I want to know my neighbor.
Now it's my cause.
But it's because I'm trying to be preventative, not because I'm trying to get to know them.
Right.
I just want to make sure y'all ain't crazy.
Oh my God, the phones are blowing up. We'll talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Bob and Carol, hey! Hi.
Hey, neighbors.
How are you?
What up, Nick and Diane?
DZ knows my neighbors better than I know my neighbors, and better than his own.
I know your neighbors better than I know my neighbors.
Honestly, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I said I've lived on the same house for 10 years. I just got to know my neighbors really well at a fundraiser, who I coincidentally ran into. You and I ran into them on Friday.
And you were like, look, these are my neighbors.
These are my neighbors. We've never hung out like this.
You've talked to me about them before.
Yeah, they're cool.
Like, in passing.
They're cool.
But it's one of them things to where, like, we don't think about talking to neighbors or that we're going to see them
other than
the
hi and bye.
Bob's
old computer chair I took from their mailbox. That was the other thing, the other interaction we had, and I gave it to Owen. He uses it every day when he video games.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, baby.
Let's go to Kivana in Sheboygan. Let's start with her. Hi, Kivana.
Period. Hi, good morning.
Period. Good morning.
Period. Duh, she said. Do you get down with your neighbors? Do you even know them?
I live on a corner, and I have like a neighbor on like one side of the street and then a neighbor on the other side. So the neighbor on the more busy side, it's like a hi and bye.
Yeah.
But
when
then,
you see him.
Yep. And then the lady next door, I have a 4-year-old son and he's her best friend.
Aww.
He goes over like literally every day.
Yep.
He plays with her trinkets. I make her cookies sometimes.
Aww.
In the summer. Sometimes she'll like mow my yard.
Oh my gosh.
She's a really good neighbor, and I think I need to step it up with her because she does a lot.
Because let me be honest, like, and you be honest too, Kivana, don't the kids know the neighbor better than we do?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm like, hey, they make that.
Right. Like, and they're like, no, it's fine. They can pick all of our cucumbers. We don't care. I care.
Well, and you know what's really sad about this whole story, Kivana, about meeting Bob and Carol, my neighbors, is that there's this old lady in between us who drives us nuts. And I hope she's not listening. And she's always complaining about stuff. And it just is what it is. And her and I should be buds. Like, think about this. Two single women living next to each other, even though she's like 80 and I'm like 40.
Y'all could bond over
something. We should be buds.
Yeah, you should be.
We should be hanging out like her and her neighbor.
Well, maybe not all that now.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe like give her a glass of wine. She'll give you one back.
Ooh.
Who knows?
Should I get her drunk?
A little peace offering.
Or cookies. All right. Thanks for calling. Bye, Kivana.
Bye, Kivana.
She's inspiring me to want to be friends with my neighbors, even though you and I both know we don't want to be friends with half these people.
I would love to be
Since COVID, leave me alone.
I'd love to be more friendly, but I'm not trying to sit there and
We're so antisocial.
Right? And the reality is when I get home, that's my peace. That's my sanctum. That's my quiet time. That's when I go to be with my family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the last things I'm trying to do is now go next door and kick it with the neighbor.
Well, especially if you end up not liking them, then you're stuck.
Even worse.
That's not where you want to be. Let's go to Amanda in Racine. Where has she been?
Amanda?
Yes, it has a theme song. Where has she been? Amanda.
I
could tell she's been a minute.
It was close.
All right, Amanda, we're talking about our neighbors and if you basically get down with them. Do you F with the neighbors?
No, it's a
it's a love-hate relationship with our neighbors.
Why?
Because, so I do help one of the neighbors every time she locks herself out of her house. She'll come to my house because I have the keys. Oh. So we do have like, a good relationship there, and like they'll shovel snow for us. We shovel snow for them. But there's also the bad side where the neighbor will actually call the cops on us because we're shooting fireworks in the 4th of July.
Well, I mean, you do one illegal activity and they call the cops. Unbelievable.
It's not even illegal.
I know, it's just the worst.
Well, it might be illegal depending on where you are.
So, come on.
I don't think it's illegal in Racine.
Really?
Milwaukee's different than Racine.
It's probably illegal everywhere, but still.
I don't know if you can just shut up.
It's not the point. We want to have some fun.
The point is, stop calling the cops on us. How about that?
And there's harmless fun at that, too. Honestly, okay.
Well, once your neighbors call the cops on you, you're done. You're dead. Like, you're dead to me.
Oh, no, you're
not messing around anymore.
What made us this
way? Well, the problem is, our dogs are best friends. So it's like, we kind of have to, you know, get along.
What do you mean, what made us this way? Like, antisocial?
What made us stop borrowing the cup of sugar? What made us stop going, hey, neighbor, take an extra key for me? Because it is
technology.
Calling the cops on.
It's the older generation, right? I know my neighbors were close with the last owners of our house.
Because they had nothing to do. They had no phones. They had no technology. They would go out and get the paper. We don't go out and get the paper. We don't even get the mail. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, fair enough.
Now, you're lucky if I get the mail.
My mail's right at my door. I'll be grabbing my mail. I just don't read it.
You suck. Same.
But we no longer do this. I'm no longer like looking to exchange information like, hey, let me know if you need anything kind of stuff.
Exactly.
I grew up with my parents doing this with our neighbors.
Same.
Not anymore.
My parents talked to our neighbors all the time. I would stand there and get annoyed that they were taking so long, and I'd be like, can we leave?
Please.
Well, we don't really have a choice because we live right next to the neighbors. Like, they are literally right in front of my window.
Well, that would be why we call them neighbors, Amanda. They live right next to us.
Yikes. Okay.
Right. She's like, I can't get away from them. They're next to me.
When you can reach
I gotta see them right through the window. God.
If I can reach and touch the house, that's a problem for me. No.
You just gotta move. Sorry.
That part.
All right, Amanda. Well, good luck with the neighbors. You're going to need it.
Love you back. Bye.
Bye.